About 25% of the U.S. peanut crop is exported to foreign countries. The largest buyer, of course, is Canada and Mexico, but third is the European Union. And now we're worried about the present crop, which has been hampered by drought, may have problems with the aflatoxin levels in the peanuts. You can only have 4 parts per billion going into the European Union, and that's going to be difficult to make. Right now in the U.S., you can have up to 15 parts per billion. Export volumes remain strong. They're down only 13% during the month of August. The average export price right now is $1,260 for a shell metric ton. That equals to a $487 farmer price, our metric ton, and for a farm price of $442 per ton. The competition is coming in from Argentina. They're about to plant their crop, and they say low commodity prices are having farmers doing the same thing as in Georgia, looking for the most profitable crop to plant. And it appears that they may be increasing their peanut acreage for next year. Officials said peanuts will generate a smaller loss or perhaps a modest favorable income if they plant more peanuts. The Rotterdam price will become more important in the coming years as the new revenue program is going to be developed for peanuts, and the USDA will use the Rotterdam price in that configuration. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.